panicking. I'm panicking. Go, go.
Good morning and welcome to an Acquired Taste podcast.
Faster.
Today we're going to be talking about a lot of assortment of things. But first we have our prizes. We have a refrigerator and a dinette set and a Murphy bed.
Oh, a Murphy
with a mahogany
bed.
Finish.
Oh, wow.
That Place your bets now.
That was really good.
And that's the end of the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Sorry, we got to hurry up today.
Here's the deal. I am a half an hour behind schedule right now because I had so many things that were all piled up. But this is a non-negotiable thing I have to do today because I love this podcast. So I'm like, go, go!
Love that about you. This is a good example because what's our topic this week, Kathleen?
Adulting. And why is it so hard?
It is so hard. I don't like it.
I like haven't gotten used to it.
No, I don't pay... bills for me are the hardest thing. There are a lot of bills that I ignore because I figure that like somehow they'll just be taken care of. Because a lot of times I'll get a bill from my insurance that then my insurance takes care of, or like a bill from the medical provider and then insurance takes care of it. So I just assume that that's going to happen every time. And so like recently I got my appendix out and that was expensive, guys.
Yeah.
And it wasn't...
Well, because it wasn't an important thing. It was optional. You wanted it out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's a cosmetic procedure.
Yeah. It was... My appendix was so fat. I got taken out. But our insurance covers 90% of ER visits.
Yeah.
But if your ER visit is a $10,000 visit, you still got to pay $1,000 of that. It wasn't until they called me and they were like, yo, we're going to send this to collections. And then I said, oh, you really do mean it.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
You guys are cute. You win.
Bills are the worst.
Sometimes I even make my mom come to the doctor's appointments with me, but not just like sit in the lobby, make her come into the room. And then while I blank out with whatever the doctor is saying, I'm like, mom, what did he say? Brief me.
You know, she'll take care of you for that. That's why.
Yeah.
I know. I don't make the appointments. Yeah. I have my dad make the appointments. Yeah. I stopped seeing my pediatrician last year.
Oh,
I'm 25,
God.
Guys.
I know people in their 30s who still see their pediatrician.
No one knows me like Rajesh. Yeah. I just don't want to leave her ever.
Yeah, yeah, I know. What about you, Sam? What are you like bad at?
I'm not great at washing dishes all the time. So I have this thing that when I order takeout, it always comes with the plastic cutlery. Even if I know I'm using a fork and a knife because I just ran a wash, I'll save the cutlery and hide in like the back of the cupboard because when you order that one time and you don't feel like washing dishes, I just go into my secret stash and ketchup packets for whenever I'm out of ketchup.
Once in college, I lived in this off-campus house that didn't have a dishwasher, and I was going home to see my mom, and I had made like a big meal the night before, so I just put all my dirty dishes in a paper bag, and I took it home, and people are looking at me, and my roommates are like, okay, what are you doing? I'm like, oh no, my mom has a dishwasher.
Yeah.
I'll just do this at home, and then quickly proceeded to forget that bag of dirty dishes in the car spent the whole weekend at my parents' house.
Oh no.
And took the dishes back to my college apartment. I was like, all right, I really have to buckle down and wash.
Your car must
have cut my
so
finger
good.
On a piece of oatmeal that was hardened to a dish, and I still have a scar.
Wait, let me see the scar.
Underneath my nail. Scar. You can only see it when my nail grows out, but I still get like pain from how deep it cut underneath my nail.
Oh my God.
Is that why you're so prompt to doing dishes now?
I hate doing dishes now. My husband does the dishes.
The great oatmeal incident of the 90s.
Yeah.
When do you think I went to college?
It's just funnier when you say 90s. 2000 doesn't have as much of a ring to it.
I know.
Well, my friends Rachel and Monica, they were going to come over, so I had to clean up.
Friends reference for everyone else who's lost.
Yes, I know. And like, if you look at, do you look at your parents and judge where they were by the time they were your age and then realize what the hell?
Yeah.
My mom had all of her children by the time she was my age.
Get out.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. My sister did too. My sister has two kids. She graduated. She got her... what is it after college? Your
master's.
She got her master's degree, and in her picture where she's graduating with her master's degree, she has a baby on her hip.
That is the most boss woman image I'm thinking right now.
I'm like, there's no way.
Yeah. Holy crap. No, my mom had her own apartment by the time she was 19.
Yeah.
But I just, adulting, how do you do it?
I don't know.
We have a coworker here who says to me, listen, you're not going to be ready to have children until that kid comes out. Like, even if you think you're prepared, you're not.
So does that mean just do it now?
Yeah, just get out of the way. I don't know.
I just think that's a really bad way to approach life.
I know.
I mean, imagine, like, imagine being on the space shuttle and you're strapped in and they've counted down to zero. Everyone's signed off. If they were like, you're really not going to be ready to be an astronaut until you're on the moon. Like, that doesn't seem like a really logical way to approach life. And having a child is... You can't reverse that decision. I don't ever want to be involved in something where you're not going to be ready until it happens, because you don't get to push that baby back in.
That's true. That's scary. That's scary as hell. There's just like everyone, my mom always says, people should have to be able to take a test before they decide to bear children.
Yeah.
Because it's the biggest responsibility ever and so many people aren't ready. Like, when I feel like when that day comes, I'm ready to have kids, my mom has a library that I'm not going to have to go to the bookstore. I'm just going to take her entire encyclopedic literature set.
Yeah.
Because she was like, you know, one of those, like, you have to do whatever you can to prep yourself for something so big.
Mm-hmm.
And then cry about it when the kid's born because you're like, holy crap, this still gave me no idea.
And then send your medical bills to your parents' house.
Yeah.
I'm sending my medical bills to Kathleen's parents' house.
Don't pay them.
Every time I go to the airport, I'm like amazed that I can figure out like how to check my bag, how to get my boarding pass. Do you guys ever feel the same way?
Sometimes I feel like I'm acting like a Bethany for the public.
Yeah.
So I'll have on, like, I'll stand up a little straighter. My hair's in a flop, like a ponytail that flips as I walk. My trench coat is tightly, you know, tied around my waist, and I have like one carry on, and I feel very smart about myself. I'm like, oh, I'm Bethanying very well today. So if anybody looks in, you know, this girl has together. But then in real life, I'm like, oh, I can't do it. It's falling apart.
I want to see that, Bethany.
When was the last time that you surprised yourself when you were adulting and you were like, oh, I'm adulting?
When I surprised myself super well. Okay. I think it was, I got crazy lost and my cell phone had died. My charger had broken, so I couldn't charge it in the car. And I didn't have my, GPS at the time because I shared it with my younger sister who also had a car. And everything in me said, maybe now's a good time to panic because I'm not a huge panicker. But I did an adult thing that I feel like they would have done in ye olden times. I pulled into a gas station and I asked them what's up.
Ooh, how vintage of you.
Very fun. Were you drinking out of a glass Coca-Cola bottle at the time?
I had a pipe and slippers and a silk robe. And I just rolled down the window and asked him for a general, you know, a landmark, the Freehold Mall that I knew where that was. And he pointed me in the direction and I said to myself, I was very well spoken and now I know exactly where I'm going.
What else? I'm trying to think of what else I'm really bad at when it comes to... Oh, I hate grocery shopping.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, to the point where I will steal food whenever possible and call that grocery shopping. Like, we got a bunch of free food in here last week. Like, you know, coconut water and like cookies and stuff. And so my mom and I, we were like old women at a buffet. We just loaded up our purses with like bottles of coconut water and packages of food.
Just
and
rolls.
It was so, rolls. It was so heavy. We had to take a cab home because we couldn't carry our bags. But it was free grocery shopping because I just hate going to the store. There's not a grocery store near me, so it's like just a pain in the butt. I've never loved it.
Really?
I just,
I mean, are you pro or con grocery shopping?
Is one of the things I actually really like.
Okay, same.
Yeah.
And
really?
I feel like we're weird.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people are like Bethany and hate going out and grocery shopping. I love it.
Me too.
People watching on Fleek.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I have.
Shame on you for using Fleek. Shame on you.
I'm committing. It is the Fleekest place.
I have a routine where I have three or four different grocery stores that I shop at for all different things.
Yeah.
Because I know where to get the best prices on produce, and like then my health food store for like vegan and vegetarian items. And then you can go to the regular grocery store for your main, you know, your main shopping. I love grocery shopping.
It stresses me out.
What?
Because it all comes down to money. And the cool thing about being a grown-up is that you can, you know, you make your own money, and so you can spend money on yourself if you want to. Mm-hmm. I don't like not spending money on something that I'm going to enjoy. And I know that like food should be enjoyable, but it's not as fun as like a trip.
Yeah.
So I'd rather not spend money on it.
I'm foregoing food this month.
Yeah.
So I can go on a trip later.
Yeah. I mean, you really get your jollies off of a fresh Meyer lemon squeezed into your delicious filtered water.
Nope. No.
Kathleen, stop.
Doesn't do it for me.
I keep talking about sparkling bubbles.
Say more things about
in water.
It's not doing
Mandarin
it for me.
Oranges.
I'm trying to get turned on and it's not even working. And when I can't get turned on by you, Kathleen, something's very wrong.
Apparently. pink grapefruit, just ripe.
Time for another medical exam for Bethany. She can't get turned on.
I know. It's wrong. Kathleen turns me on every day.
What about laundry?
Hate it. Hate it.
Actually, don't mind it, but I found a trick that people should maybe do. I got rid of my full-sized hamper, and now I have a very attractive half-size hamper. So there's more room in my apartment. It's cute, it's decorative, and I'm forced to do laundry more often.
That's a really good idea.
Because it fills up so quickly. It's never as bad. The folding takes like 5 minutes because it's small loads, and I'm never going back to regular-sized hamper.
That's a really good idea.
I haven't lived in an apartment with a washer-dryer in probably about 10 years.
Do you have to go into your basement to do laundry, or there's no laundry?
There's no laundry at all. Luckily, my parents don't live that far away, so I'm like, hey, Mom, I'm going to come over and do laundry today, and then I just drop it off.
And then your mom does it for you.
She's so lovely. She like folds everything so nice. She hangs it up. She listens to my instructions. She never puts anything in the dryer that shouldn't go in the dryer.
Oh, Mom.
I mean, with this lovely woman doing my laundry and helping me, why wouldn't I go to her house?
You have maid service. So I used to live, when I lived in Minneapolis, and basically every other apartment building I've lived in has the laundry services in the basement. And it is like, but this one in Minneapolis, it was like my very first apartment. It was a horror movie every time you did your laundry.
Oh no.
Because you opened the door and it was pitch black in there. It was pitch black. And the walls were that like teal, like that mint green, old mint green. Yeah. So like plaster is falling off, but what isn't falling off is like mint green accents. Yeah. And then, so you turn on a light, and which would only illuminate the first 5 steps down the staircase. And so then you would get down the 5 steps and you're lugging all your luggage or all your laundry. And then you go down and you have to like grapple for the string to turn the light on in the basement. And you would then, so at any point,
You
could get murdered in the face. So then you put down your laundry and you grapple for it. And all I'm doing the whole time is like, this is fine. It's daytime, which it wasn't. It's daytime. It's daytime. It could be daytime. The windows are so dark that it's nighttime. And then you have to turn the light on and then you do your laundry and the washing machine makes this weird noise, like this noise, like Freddy Krueger stuff. And then you do your laundry and run back upstairs as fast as you can, knowing that you have another 2 trips ahead of you.
Because
you have to move everything to the dryer and then pick everything up.
No.
And the worst is when you have to pick everything up out of the dryer, which makes you have to bend over.
Oh my God.
With your back to the killer.
With your back to the killer.
Like, what's his opening line going to be? Did you bring the fabric softener?
Right. His opening line is an axe to the head because you had your back turned around.
I hope those aren't your whites.
Oh God.
Not anymore. Now they're my browns.
I think that this has sparked a business idea, guys.
What's
that? That we can all go in on.
What's this?
The most lovely, happy, uplifting laundry facility ever.
Like snaps the walls.
To that.
Yeah.
Snaps to that.
Like you open, it's half bar, half laundry place.
Yeah. Two-thirds bar.
And you can like go and do your laundry and have a finely handcrafted cocktail.
By a mixologist.
And like maybe there'll be like a juice bar.
I love this.
Yeah. Good. A healthy snack bar. Yeah. Uh-huh. Baby carrots.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hummus.
A gigolo in the corner in case you're lonely.
So you don't, and it could be called So You Don't Get Murdered in Your, we'll work on the name.
Yeah.
We'll work on the name.
Regina Spector, like a nice soundtrack of females. Tori Amos.
Oh, Tori Amos.
Natalie Imbruglia.
All the gays perked up at Tori Amos.
This is going to be the hottest place ever. After like a month, people are going to forget you could do laundry there. That's how cool this place is going to sound.
We won't even call it like laundry services. We're just going to call it cocktails.
Yeah, week. I know. You won't even know there's laundry.
Cocktails and clothes.
Yeah. I like it. And both start with a C, but we'll make them both start with a K just for fun.
Yeah. Maybe absolutely. A backwards K.
Oh, yeah.
Although, I do have advice for people who have to go into that basement laundromat. This occurred to me 2 days ago watching a horror movie. If you ever feel like you're in a horror movie, which happens from time to time to everybody, whether you believe in ghosts or not, you have that one moment, just right when you feel like, oh my gosh, this is where the murderer would turn out, you have to try your hardest to fart really loudly.
Oh God.
Because in a movie, that's when it turns into a comedy.
Yeah, that
That's what it turns into. Take control of your life, spread your cheeks, and let it rip.
If Seth Rogen has taught us anything,
I think he has.
I'm brushing my teeth laughing as I think of this. Like, oh, now I just have to learn to fart on command and my life is spared.
I think just in general, that's a good lesson to learn.
To fart on command.
We're going to have some really nice weather today, guys.
I think so.
It's going to be hot.
I know. I have baby shirt under my adult shirt.
You just put your two fingers inside the holes of your shirt between where the buttons are, and I was positive you were going to rip it open.
And there'd be a giant, oh, there you go.
There'd be a bikini underneath.
Yeah, with an ass on it.
I'm ready.
I just want to go and sit in the sun and get some sun on my legs. How about you guys?
You can. You're an adult now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do whatever the hell you want.
Hell yes. Don't mind me as I button my shirt back on. That was a really non-adult move, and I apologize to everybody who's watching, which is just the two of you.
Yeah, I mean, when you can't travel, the park works just as well.
True. By the way, speaking of traveling, can I totally take a hard left in this conversation and tell you something I'm so excited about?
Please do.
So excited about it. Anytime that I'm ready to just call it quits in the next month, this is what I'm looking forward to. So I have a friend who I've told you about before who ghost hunts, and this is like what he does for a living. So over our July-August vacation, I am going on a ghost hunt with him.
No way.
Yes! Just the two of us! And I'm so freaking excited. I can't wait.
Oh my God, I'm so jealous.
What's the day before you leave? Because that's when I'm going to throw you a goodbye party. Forever!
It's going to be amazing. I have to get a new protection medallion because I lost my old one. But this is going to be amazing because so much new technology has come out since the last time I ghost hunted that, like, and I think I'm going to try to like Snapchat it and so people can follow along.
I'm going to bring my holy water and spritz some on you, bring a little statue.
Totally.
A little St. Anthony, so in case you go, you get lost, we can find you.
Yeah, I got this. It's going to be amazing.
I think I just pooted a little bit.
It's going to be incredible.
I'm petrified. No, thank you.
So awesome.
Oh, God. All right. Well, no, this is much of a I am.
But everyone
needs, even with the thought.
You have to have something to look forward to. You have to have something to look forward to in this life. Whether it's like, and it has to be something within reach. Not like, I can't wait till I have all the money I need. It's got to be like, I can't wait for next week when, you know, the new flavor of Oreo comes out and then I'm going to buy it and then I'm going to eat it.
Mm-hmm. Still exciting. But yes, I see.
Do you want to tell people, by the way, speaking of creepy and you freaking out about the movie trailer you made me watch at 6 this morning?
Guys, okay. If you haven't figured, I am chicken and I'm afraid of so many things. Probably the biggest way I fail at adulting, by the way. Mm-hmm. Without doubt, the biggest way I fail at adulting. I'm afraid of my own shadow.
Yeah, you're scared of everything.
I'm not afraid of getting kidnapped. I'm not afraid of being murdered by a real life person.
What?
I'm afraid of ghosts and goblins and demons.
Okay, you should probably be afraid of being murdered.
I probably should, but I'm not because I feel like if it's a person, I could take them.
What about home invasion?
Again, should be. I take cautions, lock doors, alarm systems when we leave at my parents' house, but still, no. I don't have an actual active fear of that.
Interesting.
I know. Stupid. It's dumb. I am aware. But I can't deal with horror movies, and I made Bethany watch the trailer to this movie that came out 2 years ago, an independent film called Creep.
And we will tweet out a link to the trailer. Follow us on Twitter at Acquired Podcast.
It is so good. Not only is it horrifying, but it's a great movie, which is seldom the thing with horror movies. Nope. Usually they're just scary.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. This is Chicken Little saying you should watch it.
Now, is it a realistic horror movie,
yes,
like Paranormal Activity?
More so. It's as real can get.
Now, what is it, not this movie necessarily, but what is it about like ghosts and those kinds of things, those movies that scare you?
Because if a person comes into my room wielding an axe or something, I have an option of fighting them off.
Yeah.
But if a ghost or a spirit can, there's nothing anybody can do about that.
Okay,
they're gonna
do
what they want.
So then follow up, what do you think it's gonna do to you?
Probably I'm not necessarily afraid of dying. This is taking a serious turn.
I know, but I'm curious.
It's the fear of being in the situation in itself, because when I'm nervous, I freeze.
Okay.
I'll get hit by a car if I see a car coming in the street. If my friends scare me, they'll go, "Ruh," and I won't move. And they go, "Ah, darn it, I was hoping to scare you." And it'll take 3 seconds, and then I'll go,
oh, God. Okay. Oh, God. Follow on.
Yeah.
then what do you think is going to happen? So you see a shadow in your room that's a ghost. You freeze out of terror. Then what do you think is going to happen?
Like, what if I'm physically aware of what's going on?
Like, what is going on?
Like, I'm possessed by something.
Okay.
And I'm doing things and attacking people or tearing stuff up or floating or whatever. And I'm fully aware of the fact that it's going on, but there's nothing I can do about it.
Okay, gotcha.
That sounds even scarier than the initial meeting with Linda Blair. Like, I don't...
Because that's what fascinates me is like, what do you actually think? Because the thing is, ghosts aren't as scary to me because I really don't think there's a lot they can do to you.
Okay.
I really don't.
I'm with you. They don't scare me as much.
I'm more scared of people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, I should be. It makes much more sense that I should be afraid of it. But there's no logic to it, and it's been forever. I can't talk myself out of it.
That's fascinating.
I can't. I watch behind the scenes for movies just so I can say, oh, here are the special effects, here are how they aren't real. I'll still close my eyes at night, wake up and go, nope, 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 and turn on the light to go back to sleep.
No way, man.
Do you remember what was the name? Oh, that short I made you watch called Lights Out? We will also tweet that at Acquired Podcast. There is an image at the very end of that that I still can't unsee. Have you seen it, Kathleen?
No, because you told me that you couldn't unsee it, so I just couldn't watch it.
Can I pull it up on YouTube and make you watch it right now?
Bethany and I watched that in my studio when it first came out, and we legitimately screamed as soon as that moment happened.
Okay, I'm gonna play it for you now.
No, I'm gonna take off my headphones.
Okay.
I'm going to play it for you.
Okay.
Now. Does it have sound to it?
Showing me her
I forget.
Phone.
Okay,
she's flicking the light. Oh my God.
I looked.
Oh my God.
Every time I turn off the light, there's this woman waiting in the shadows.
Stop it.
I don't think this is the actual movie, Sam.
I see her
it's
too.
Not. This
oh,
is different. This is different.
What is this?
I'm not watching. I'm not watching.
Don't turn off the light. Don't turn off the light. Don't do it.
Everyone is afraid of the dark.
Don't turn.
No.
Don't go down there. Don't go down there.
Show yourself.
What the f***?
Okay, that was not the movie I thought. That was something completely different than what I was thinking about.
I'm sweating. That was not what we were originally going to do.
Okay, so we will also tweet out that link, and then I'm going to try to find the original. It was like a short film.
Yeah, it was silent. It was like a silent 3-minute horror movie, and it won some awards or something.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, we're going to tweet out a bunch of links for you.
Great. Now, you know what? This is not going to be funny when one of you wake up to a knock at the door because it's Sam and, hey, I'm here to cuddle because there's no way I'm sleeping alone tonight.
My Fitbit is going to think I'm working out right now because my heart is going a million miles a minute.
Okay, I feel like this may have been the worst podcast we've ever done.
Definitely the worst.
Was scream in your ear. I'm very sorry. If you're still listening, thanks for listening. Follow us on Twitter at Acquired Podcast. We'll be tweeting out some links for you later, or on Instagram at Acquired Taste Podcast. Do we want to go through what we learned, or do we just want to go have a drink?
I just want to change my underwear.
Okay. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again next week.